Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, provided by the HealthLinks family of services. Now, we engage in conversations here related to the health and medical well-being of South Carolinians so that we're all better informed. In this episode, it's a very popular topic. Tell you right up front. As we record this podcast, it is mid-December, so a lot of people are maybe taking in a few extra cookies and other food. Then often we have the new year coming up, and we're looking for two things. Most people are looking to make more money and lose weight. Can't help you with the money part in this podcast. We can definitely help with the lose weight aspect. They were joined today by Dr. Meredith Womack of the Metabolic Medical Centers of South Carolina. And let's dive into this topic. Dr. Womack, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
Hi, I'm very happy to join you today. It's a very timely topic, as you said, going into the new year.
It is. Even more so this morning as we record this podcast, I got this news alert on my phone, and it says that Oprah Winfrey, Sharon Osbourne, Rosie O'Donnell, Amy Schumer, and a bunch of other celebrities now admit they're using a weight loss medication. And in this case, it's Ozempic, but we can maybe talk about that as well. But I know a lot of people are looking at that, maybe want to rush out and get that. We can talk about that as well.
So
what's the Metabolic Medical Centers all about? What's your specialty?
So we really specialize really in weight loss, and we've been around for 25 years. We were founded by an endocrinologist, Dr. Jones, who worked at the Medical University of South Carolina and Medical College of South Carolina. And he has since, bless him, has passed. And the practice has remained. And those things that really he really helped started helping diabetics lose weight when nobody could help them lose weight or body fat more specifically. And he was just came up with a great program that he started helping other people. And then it just kind of leaked into the medical weight loss space. So here at Metabolic, we look at the whole person, you know, and we really, because weight loss is tied, as everybody knows, to your metabolism, and that is multifactorial. So we really bring patients in and break things down, look at the whole person, physiology, lab work, and even maybe some mental blocks they're having to weight loss. And we love helping people be successful, and we love helping them maintain their results, because I think that's the big thing. A lot of people can get the weight off, but maintaining the weight is a separate journey.
Sure. Yeah. There are so many options for losing weight. And just to be clear, the Metabolic Medical Centers is a physician-run.
Yes, exactly.
MDs it's there. Physician. It's a physician-run program.
Exactly. Right? Every patient will see a medical doctor. We have patients, you know, checking in regularly. I think every week to 2 weeks to a month, checking in on your progress. And I think it's that accountability and having an actual medical doctor look at your results, look at your labs, and have you guide you. It really helps motivate people and keep people accountable. Sure. And we've also, you know, found a few things here and there with people who, you know, we've really been able to prevent things like diabetes, high blood pressure from worsening, just the basic things that people struggle with in their health daily.
Sure. Well, that's a huge advantage of having physicians actually run this as well. You can, as you said, look at the whole person. We can talk more about that. This is very interesting. What about you? How did you get involved in this?
Yeah. So it was kind of a, it was definitely a journey. It really came from my own personal interest in fitness and kind of running and sports. And then also my background actually is in emergency medicine. So, which is kind of very different from what I do now, but in some ways the same, you know. Right. So now I'm really preventing those diseases that took people to the ER, you know. So kind of multifactorial. In the emergency room, you know, you see people come in from heart attacks, strokes. A lot of that can really be prevented by diet and lifestyle changes. And then my family actually, they struggle with cardiovascular disease. My father had a stent put in at 48. That's very young. Mm-hmm. So I think that seeing the people in the emergency department come in, knowing a lot of this is preventable to a certain point, seeing my own family, and then that I just developed an interest in fitness and nutrition, which kind of led me to where I am now, basically. Mm-hmm. That's your short story. So,
wow. Interesting story. Well, you know, I like the concept that you have doctors running this program. There is so much confusion and so many options, I guess, when it comes to weight loss.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, I wrote down a few things about myself or for myself about like running. I do a lot of running and walking, and yep. I'm told, well, you should probably walk more than run if you're trying to lose weight, because as you run, the cortisol level goes up, but you want to make sure you're walking in a zone 2 heart rate, not a zone 3. You know, it's like, what do? You know, where do you start?
Yes. So I would say, you know, a lot of people, you know, weight loss is very basic. I say it's not rocket science. It's calories in, calories out. But the details, when you get into the details, that is what really matters. And that's where the confusion is. So what you're talking about, I would say, when we have a patient come in like yourself who does a lot of running, that, oh, I'm doing all this running, but I'm just not losing weight. So I would say for your case, we need to change something. You can do the running, but really, when you're doing a lot of cardiovascular or a lot of running, you're breaking your muscle fibers down. Mm-hmm. I would advise somebody in your situation to, like you said, walk and then add in strength training. Add in strength training to build up the muscle mass, because what we want to do is keep the muscle mass on your body while you're losing as much body fat as possible. So things like getting enough protein throughout the day, lifting weights. That's the shift that we would want to make with you, because I have had people come in there, do a lot of cycling. They do a lot of running. They may be marathon runners even. And they're just like, I just can't get, you know, the weight off. And then we would take a closer look at your diet. You know, what are you consuming? What's your, you know, are there some things that we could take out? Most people there are, you know, it's really switching it around to building the muscle tissue up. And then I like to say, running or the cardiovascular, it's great, but it's more of a maintenance tool, I believe. Okay. So really walking and doing resistance training or lifting weights is what I would say would be the best thing for while you're in the weight loss phase. And then when we switch you over to the maintenance phase, you would add in cardio. Yeah. So maybe pull back on the running for a little while, not forever, but just while you change things up a bit.
Sure. Yeah.
HealthLinks Magazine is looking for your vote in our 2024 Best in Health. Visit votebesthealth.com to cast your ballot in over 85 categories, ranging from best pediatrician to best fitness instructor. Over 10,000 votes cast in 2023. All candidates are community nominated. We're looking for your votes now. Visit votebesthealth.com. That's votebesthealth.com to make your selections. Hurry, voting deadline is February 1st. You're watching the HealthLinks podcast.
It's interesting too. I'm a podcast junkie. Imagine that.
Oh.
And I listen to some where people are saying, yeah, the cardio is not going to help. You're burning off the calories or the carbs that you ate, but then you're replacing them right afterwards. You know,
exactly.
It makes a lot of sense. What about fasting? Not to go into a whole lot of things, but there's so much information out there. So, how long should it be? I've seen anything from 8 hours to 36 hours.
So fasting is a great tool. It's one of our tools in our toolbox that we use. But fasting, you know, there's different reasons people fast. We want to identify, what are you fasting for? Are you fasting for longevity? Are you fasting to lose body fat? are you fasting for increased concentration and focus? There's a lot of reasons. When people come to me, they're normally looking for weight loss. So, you know, intermittent fasting does work well for some people. But what I believe they're finding now is fasting, it's better to fast at night or in the evening when your body is resting or shut down, and get those calories in at the beginning of the day. So here at Metabolic, most people have come to me, they've tried the intermittent fasting and maybe it hasn't worked. Maybe it has worked for their husband or their wife or some other friend, but it hasn't worked for them. So for us, we really like to get you on that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you do want to intermittent fast, start at 6 p.m. and don't eat again until 6 a.m. That's 12 hours. And then if you want to extend that, 8 a.m. or have an earlier dinner. So really 12 hours is a great place to start for people. And then you could go up to, 18 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you do talk about fasting, because there's a lot of things in the news we hear about that. And the one thing that people are concerned about a lot is on a water fast is losing muscle mass. And actually, here at Metabolic, we have a program that's called ProFast. So it's a protein fasting program where you're consuming shakes or meal replacements, but you're getting your protein in. So it's a form of fasting. And, you know, we here at Metabolic, we do in-body testing, and we have an in-body testing that shows us your metabolic rate, your dry lean muscle mass, your body fat, your total body water. And our patients who do the protein fast, the exciting thing is they don't lose any muscle mass. Some people have even gained a little, you know, if they're walking or doing some exercise in the later stages. But I think for weight loss, really a protein fast, which is something you don't hear a lot about, is the best thing. And the thing about a protein fast, you can extend that for weeks at a time and really lose body fat without doing a lot of exercise and without losing your lean tissue. Wow. And again, here at Metabolic, we monitor our patients. So if we notice they are getting a little bit of lean tissue loss, we can correct that. So that's a bit about fasting.
A person has tried any one of a number of things, probably multiple things, and they've had enough. They're coming to you. Walk us through, what's that like? So as a new client or a new patient with Metabolic Medical Centers, where do we start?
So you would come in and you would get a consultation. And we have several different programs, not to overwhelm people, but really our three. We have our semi-glutide program, our traditional more of our traditional ProFast program with the practices really built on it. And then we have our new metabolic makeover program, which I can get into a little bit later. So we come down, we would talk to you. We do basic blood work in all of these settings, looking at your thyroid, your glucose level, your insulin levels, your hemoglobin A1C, and just get a baseline to see where you're really at. Each patient, you'll talk to a physician, and we'll really see, what do you want? Which route do you want to go? Are you looking to do something like semaglutide or appetite suppressants? Do you want to go a new, more natural route with more health coaching style? Or are you looking for a really in-depth, robust program, like our 6-month metabolic makeover program?
All right.
So, you know, we come in and we try to tailor what you're looking for, because different people come in, they're looking for different things.
Sure.
So we start with the consultation, do the blood work, an exam by a physician, and then we would get you started on one of our programs. And usually our programs, you're monitored, you know, you're going to be monitored weekly, every 2 weeks, or every month. And really the thing at Metabolic, we not only want to help you lose weight, but we want to help you maintain. So up front, the big thing I tell the patients is, okay, this is your weight loss journey. At the end of your weight loss journey, we're going to take a new journey, which is your maintenance journey. So, and the people that really have, you know, that really maintain and have the best results, they keep checking in. So that's kind of the big, that's kind of a long answer, but that's
That's good. We can go even more in depth. You know, your point there about the continuing the journey into maintenance, I think that's where a lot of people fail. I mean, they're on the yo-yo, you know, they lose weight, and then they gain it all back, you know.
So they gain it all back.
Good to hear. Yeah. You've got a great website at goingmetabolic.com. Of course, we'll put that link down here, but a lot of services provided.
Yes.
You talk about the semaglutide and so forth. We can talk more about that. The first one that jumps out at me, though, it says the accelerated medical weight loss. Okay.
Yes.
I'd rather have it sooner than later. So what's that all about?
Right. So that would be that that is really our ProFast program. And that, you know, if you really, that is our protein fast program. And if you do that, I mean, we've seen, I mean, it depends. I tell people it depends on how dedicated you are, again, and how your body responds. So people can get 3 pounds a week. You know, I've seen even more for a larger man. I mean, they can lose up to 20 pounds in 3 weeks. It's really phenomenal. And they keep it off. And again, we're monitoring you, so you're not losing any lean muscle mass when you're doing that. And also, with that accelerated program, I always get asked this question. This is why I address, oh, well, doc, I can do all that, but then I don't, you know, or I've done that or whatever, I don't want to gain it back. And that's why we say, you know, we help you with our accelerated weight loss once you get down to your goal weight, we want to help you maintain, and we have a maintenance program for you. So again, just kind of throwing that in.
Sure. Now, being a medical practice, a lot of people might think, oh, they're going to give me medications, or what is this semaglutide, or what are some of the other things? And is that an option, or what are your thoughts
on that? Yeah, so that's an option. And that kind of helps at that initial consult. We, that's where we talk to you, as an individual. And that just goes into your medical history, what your blood work looks like. The semaglutide it is great for people who suffer, from insulin resistance. And that's often reflected in your blood work. We get that back. If somebody's looking for a more natural route, we can go the natural way. That's an option. But the semaglutide, it is very popular right now. And we have had people we've been offering the semaglutide for a year now, and we've been seeing people have great results with it. And so
is that a pill, or how does that work?
So the semaglutide, you come in once a week and you get an injection. And here at Metabolic, we have a structured program for you because semaglutide is a wonderful medication, but of course, any medication, if you don't use it properly, you get side effects, unintended side effects. Yeah. So here at Metabolic, you come in every week. It's physician monitored. We give you the injection. And if you ever have to go away, people ask this to travel, we teach you how to give the injection yourself if needed, but you've got that weekly accountability. You see me every month, and you also get a health coaching visit every month as well, and a check-in weekly. So having patients that have really had weight, just resistance to losing weight, they have really, have lost 20, 30, 40 pounds on this medication. So it's really been life-changing. And I've had patients sit in my office and say, wow, this medication has been life-changing for me. My cravings are down, the food noise is down. I didn't realize how many calories I was consuming, and it's a tool that we use to focus on eating healthy. We help patients to pair that with an appropriate level of exercise for what they can do and a diet that will work for them. But we also have appetite suppressants that we've used in the past. And then again, we've had people, do great on our whole foods program. It just depends on, what people are looking for. And even going into the new year, we're offering the Zebound or the tirzepatide, the Mounjaro, people know it as the diabetes medication. It works. The semaglutide works as a GLP-1 agonist. And then the Zebound or the Mounjaro works in two different ways. It has two different mechanisms. So, we're excited to offer that. And then again, going back to the semaglutide and how does it work? It's a GLP-1 agonist. It's a peptide that hits receptors basically in your brain and your stomach to tell you, hey, I'm full, stop eating. So again, people just say, it just takes away the food noise and helps them concentrate on eating healthy. So that's been, a really exciting breakthrough that we've seen, of course, across the nation. And I think when used appropriately, it can be very effective. For people.
I know many of our listeners will not understand all the technical terms you just used, but they're probably
That's
thinking, hey, she's got my back. That's what counts.
Yes.
As I mentioned, leading off in this podcast, it was Oprah and these other celebrities now talking about how they've just lost so much weight with Ozempic, which was never designed for that. But, what's maybe some cautionary things there? People will look at this, maybe want to run out and see their doctor.
Right. So it is, I think the cautionary thing is it has to be used responsibly when it is dosed up too fast, which I've seen some patients who've came in and said, oh, I tried it or this and that, or I looked, or I'm scared of the medication. because sometimes it can be, if you dose it up too fast, you can get nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, or stomach pain. So that's why they go slowly. If you have any history of thyroid cancer, that's kind of a cautionary. Medullary thyroid cancer, you can't take it if you've had that, or any of the men multiple endocrine neoplasias. If you've had that in your family, you can't take it. If you're pregnant or nursing or looking to get pregnant, you can't take it. But again, when you come in, at least here, we do a thorough screening. It's something that, and also you have to meet certain requirements for your BMI and, if there's any kind of medical issues, which mm-hmm. we look at that, we do testing again when you come in, and that's part of getting the blood work and looking and taking a medical history.
It's good to hear that. I was wondering if people needed a referral from their primary care provider or anything like that, but they can just come to you and get that blood work and everything directly.
Yeah, they can just come to us. We have had, people that have been referred to us from their mm-hmm. primary care, which is always great. We like to work with their other doctors. And yeah, I've had, people can just come see us. They don't need a referral. And if we look over your medical history and things, and if you have a cardiologist or a nephrologist or something, we always like to reach out to them and say, hey, let them know, of course, that your patient's going to begin a new medication. But they can just come and see us without a referral.
Terrific. Now you spoke about the metabolic makeover. It sounds great. Yes. Makeover sounds really good. What's that all about?
So that is our new program that we're launching next year. So that is a 6-month comprehensive program, which we do some in-depth testing, and it can be done along in tandem with our semi-glutide or appetite suppressants. You come in again, you get a full blood work panel. We also do a panel looking into your status of your B vitamins. Are you getting enough magnesium? What's your omega-3 ratio, your omega-6 ratio? Are you getting enough your essential amino acids? How are they being processed and digested in your body? Because all these things make a difference for your overall health, your overall well-being, even overall longevity. So we do a more in-depth lab panel, and then we have modules that you go through. The first module is a nutrition module where we really teach you about energy balance and the macros and how insulin works in your body, alcohol, what role that plays. And then also we get into micronutrients with the testing. For our second module, we do a customized exercise plan for you. And then we really get into lifestyle factors, sleep, mindset, that are huge for people. That's because if your mindset's not right, or your sleep's not right, or you're overly stressed, that all affects weight loss, because weight loss sometimes or excess body fat, excess weight is often a symptom or something deeper. Mm-hmm. And then we build an Excel program for you. So that's looking into maintenance, looking into what can you do to maximize your longevity. That's all part of the metabolic makeover program that we will be launching in January 1st.
I notice also a few things you mentioned just now on the mm-hmm. website. I see you've got personal training, meal replacements, and things like that. So you really are comprehensive. You have personal trainers.
Very comprehensive.
Staff,
we do. We have a personal trainer. We have Denise, which is our health coach. She does mm-hmm. personal training and our health coaching. So she has a degree in exercise science, and she does the training programs, and she will be also helping us out with the metabolic medical center metabolic makeover with the exercise portion of that as well. So yes, it's very comprehensive.
Terrific. Now the phone's going to be ringing off the hook. One thing we failed to mention earlier is that, hey, you're not in just one location. You have several locations around the state. Is that right? Where are they, Dr. Womack?
So we have a location in Merle's Inlet. We're here in Mount Pleasant, which is the Charleston area. Also in the Charleston area, we're in West Ashley. And then we have a location in Bluffton. And we also have a location in Columbia.
All the upstate folks in the Midlands.
Yes. And we do have a couple programs too that can be done virtually as well. So if you're interested in that, call in and we'll do a consult and see how we can help you.
I was going to ask about that because you said you check in every week or two. So that's physically checking in, but you have a virtual option as well? How does that work?
There's a virtual option as well that we would check in just like this on Zoom, or mm-hmm. some people actually prefer the good old fashioned telephone too. So we have those options as well. We always love people to make at least one visit to their office if we can, because we can put you physically on our InBody and do some things. But if that's not possible, we've got some options for you.
And what is that? It's another tool that you use, or what has it?
Yeah, so the InBody is a tool that we use. It's very simple. You just nothing complex. It's basically like standing on a souped up scale. Okay. And that gives us, that's how we get your Rylene, your muscle mass, total body water, total body fat, and your basal metabolic, your personal basal metabolic rate. And then we take all this information, we're able to tailor and customize a program for you with all this data. So, yes.
For myself, I'm interested. I wonder how accurate I got a smartwatch like many of us have, and it has those features, your BMI or your, you know, whatever. And I wonder how, are these things very accurate? Or I don't know if you know.
They can be. I mean, the InBody that we have here is a research grade. So actually.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Clinical trials, but that gives you a nice estimate, you know? And so really I tell people that, you know, the scale, even we're just looking for total change. We have to have a start point and an end point. And we want to know which direction we're going. And we all know that, you know, it's not just about a number on a scale. You know, there's other things going on in your body where it's really about body fat, losing body fat that you don't want. But yeah, that things like a watch and things like that, they're an estimate, you know.
Okay.
So it's not bad to track. And I encourage my patients, if they want to track things like that using a watch or a ring or whatever they may have.
Sure. Sure. Let's say I've been a patient now. It's my first month or whatever. I'm sure that might be one of the most difficult time frames, and I'm just struggling. I'm hitting a wall. I want a pizza with everything or whatever. You know, do we call or how do we check in? You know, just I'm hitting a crisis.
So usually if you're, you know, really struggling, we always, you know, say, hey, give us a call. But we're seeing, you know, weekly. So we pretty much catch that. And you know, I like to talk to my patients like weekly, like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you feeling like you're deprived and you want to go out and eat a pizza, or is there an event coming up? But I'm going to kind of tell you that first month, we don't have a lot of people that are sitting there telling me I'm struggling and I want to go out.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm honest.
That's probably me.
But if they do, you know, we'll come up with a plan. I mean, you know, nothing's really off limits, but we'll say, man, go ahead.
Oh, really? That might be one of the biggest selling points too, is that so many people think they have to deprive themselves. I can never have that, whatever that food or that treat is that I like. Yeah. And it sounds like you can work around that. Is that right?
You can definitely work around that. And what people don't realize too, is oftentimes when you do start eating healthy, those cravings go way down. And, you know, you'll often go back to that pizza or that hamburger and be like, oh, you know, I mean, it's good occasionally, but you know, you're not going to want to quite overindulge. Sure. Like you do when you're regularly eating those things. But, you know, if you do want to indulge, we can we'll make a plan. You can eat those things on occasion, you know, for sure. So we're not looking to deprive you of any fun or anything like that. So we can work around that for sure.
Terrific. This sounds wonderful. I wonder, a lot of people might be thinking, okay, this sounds like it might cost a lot. I wonder if insurance covers anything. What are some financial concerns?
Sure. So our consult started at $125 for our consult. And unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover it. But if you have a savings or health savings, some people's that will cover. So it starts at a consult starts at $125, and a new patient visit is around $225. Okay. And then, you know, there are different levels of programs that we get into.
Sure. On the high end, let's say maybe it's the metabolic makeover or something like that. Hey, I'm all in. I need a total makeover.
Yeah, right.
What? Just ballpark. What type of?
No, that's more of an investment, and that's really where you're going to be again working with myself and Denise one on one personally checking in, and then you know your medication is included. So that's probably going to be running probably several hundred dollars a month.
Okay.
But we have something we really have options for everybody.
Terrific. All right. It's good to know.
Yeah.
So, well, what else should people know about this and how can they contact you? Like I said, it's going to be that time of the year. The phone's going to ring off the hook.
Yes. So I would just say, you know, we work with you. We really are, you know, I like to say non-judgmental, very encouraging. That's how we approach weight loss. We try to work with you where you're at. And we try to encourage you along the way. If you mess up, we're not going to put you down in any way. We're going to cheerlead you and encourage you and work with you and find a way for you to succeed. That's really our spirit and our heart here. And we love our patients. We love them like family. People have been coming here for 25 years. You know, they keep coming and they maintain their results. So I think the best way to get a hold of us would be to give us a call, and I'll have to give you our best number.
No, we'll include it here as well.
Yes, sure. We'll include our best number here. But I was giving us a call. And we'd love to get you down for a consult and help you however we can, for sure.
Terrific. Okay. Once again, Metabolic Medical Centers, several locations around South Carolina. And Dr. Meredith Womack, thank you so much for joining us here on the Health Links podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course, see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. And as always, for any questions about our guest or for any comments or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, reach out to us at listen@healthlinkspodcast.com. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.